So you guys are now 4 for 4 in relays involving women.
Yes.
What does that mean to be having this kind of success?
I think it's just pretty exciting, and it just shows that our Canadian women are very strong, and even our men are pretty strong too. Just, I think this is making us all more confident in our abilities coming in. We were kind of like, oh, hopefully we can get 3 medals with the, like, girls that train together. But I think being able to come in with girls from all over the country and some of the boys is pretty exciting.
Any dad?
Yeah, she said it all.
Being the relay success, I guess, not as surprising. The individual success has been kind of crazy. You haven't swum individual events. No. Taylor swum one, and you guys have 7 individual medals.
Yeah.
So what has that kind of meant to see that and see, like, all the contributions coming from all these different directions?
I mean, this team is so strong. We're one of the smaller teams that they've sent to World Juniors. There's 14 of us, but yeah, we're all strong, like, as a group, and we're all so close. So I think we're all swimming fast. We're building on each other's successes, and yeah, we're doing well.
The fact that you guys are so close as a team, a lot of you train together, you have this small close experience here. What does that mean for the future of Canadian swimming, and that you guys are going to be the center of?
I think it's pretty important just to have people training together and people racing together as much as they can, just because it builds a team. Like, you can't really go into races with 4 people from, like, completely opposite sides of the country, because then they're kind of, it's just going to be awkward, and, like, we don't get to practice takeovers, we don't know each other as well, we don't know how people finish and everything. So I think just having people training together and having people racing together as much as they can is pretty important.
Yeah. What did it mean for you weren't at the Olympics last year. Most of you weren't at the Olympics last year. What did it mean for you guys to see Penny and Taylor do the kind of stuff they did?
It was pretty incredible. Like, yeah, we're all friends, so just seeing our 2 friends just going out there and swimming fast for Canada was pretty cool. But now that all of us are training together, we're still all so young, so that we can all still improve as we go on in the years. But yeah, I think we can do great things in the future.
What gets you most excited?
Just that the fact, like, we're, like, doing so well right now, and we're all still learning, and we can all improve in everything that we do. We're still learning, so I think it'd be great then.
What was, like, seeing Jade win tonight?
It was awesome. Yeah, she's so young, and she's so fast, and she's an awesome person to be around, so that was great to see.
I think, like, overall my favorite thing about this meet is just, like, when someone doesn't win gold from Team Canada, they come back, and they're, like, pissed, and they're, like, oh, like, I didn't get gold. I'm so angry. I'm, like, you weren't even seated to win gold, and, like, you got on the podium. I don't know why you're angry, but I think it's just because everyone here just wants to do, like, so well, and everyone, like, wants to get the gold, and they want to, like, represent Canada the best they can, and, like, just to see that they're getting disappointed with not being, like, the best,
yeah.
It's pretty
Where did that
cool.
kind of standard of excellence, I guess, come from? Like, how did that develop among this group?
I don't really know. I think it's just we all want to represent Canada the best we can, and we all want to really show what we can do, and to have people on the podium is, like, already crazy, and to have people winning is even better.
Yeah. Congrats, guys. Awesome job
Thank
tonight.
You.
Good luck tomorrow. Thanks.
Thank you.